This is Pirate RC.
And Hannah Lazar.
And we're out here in San Diego, California, in back of the Epicenter. It's a venue where Rock for Africa is being held tonight. And right now we're very excited that the event coordinators, Kara and Rose, have taken time out to meet with us to talk about their event. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for meeting with us before this busy, busy time. And so, Kara, you're the main event coordinator for this huge event, Rock for Africa, which is benefiting children in Africa. So what inspired you to do this?
Well, actually, my plans to do this event didn't really start off, you know, for what it ended up to be. I actually was thinking about ways to raise money to fund a mission trip for myself to go to Africa. And I was like, oh, I have a couple of friends that are in bands, you know, that would be kind of nice to get them together, you know, do some type of, just some type of benefit concert. And then it kind of morphed and formed into for the kids, because I know that they really need these supplies. And I'm definitely inspired. I'm a Christian, actually, and I believe that this is definitely something that's on God's heart. And people always think, well, you know, if all this bad stuff's happening, like, where's God in this? I definitely think God cares, and I think as Christians, I'm totally inspired, and I think we should be inspired to do things for other people and that really need them. So that's kind of my main inspiration, to be honest.
So, well, basically, you're sending children smile packs. Can you describe to our listeners what the smile packs compose of?
Okay, well, the smile packs, they have needed items like, well, we're sending over two different kinds, and we're sending them to Malawi, Africa. It's kind of southeastern Africa. And the two different kinds of smile packs that we're sending are school and hygiene. And the school packs just pretty much have, like, notebooks, rulers, pencils, all the necessities, you know, for school. And then the hygiene packs have, like, toothpaste, toothbrushes, you know, Band-Aids, soap, shampoo, all the kind of things that you would need, you know, that's just kind of normal for those two things. So
that's really cool. That's cool. So you're hooking up with Children of the Nations to do this, right? Are they hand delivering these smile packs, or how's that working out?
Well, actually, they receive smile packs from all over America and, like, all over, and they actually ship them over. But I think the plan for this shipment, we're hoping to put together 100 plus. Probably have closer to 300 or so. There's a team in San Diego that goes to Flood, that they go to a church called Flood, and they go over every summer. And so I actually believe that we're going to try to send them over with the people from Flood. So they're the people that I know personally are going to be taking them and handing them to the kids in Malawi.
So we're basically going to be gathering all the funds, and then we're going to be going out and assembling the smile packs. And then handing them over to that team who's going to be leaving for Malawi in June.
That's awesome. And then someday you're going to have to make a trip there.
Definitely.
And then go meet
She possibly might go
kids.
This summer. We're
yeah.
trying to encourage her to go. Actually, Children of the Nations wants to partner with her and have this be an ongoing thing where we start doing Rock for Africa throughout all the states. And we already have a place in Orlando and another one coming up in Alabama that we're kind of guiding and coaching how to do Rock for Africa.
Definitely, yeah, and it's so cool because, like, Children of the Nations, they're just a really good organization. It's not like we're a part of, you know, we're not with them or anything, but it's definitely an organization that's, like, worthy and has so many awesome things that they're doing over there. So that's kind of why we decided to go with Children of the Nations, and it's kind of cool because I hope to go this summer, like Rose was saying. I mean, they're kind of asking me about it, and it's either that or to go to Florida and to possibly do another benefit concert down there with the girls.
So. Well, definitely. Now that you've got the experience under your belt of handling this huge event, and for people that can't see you because this is audio, I mean, you're very young. So it just goes to show what you can accomplish even, you know, in your early 20s. I mean, a lot of people think that you have to have had, you know, 20 plus years to host an event like this, and you're doing a great job. So
it's actually the first event, and it's kind of funny. I was 19 when I started. I mean, my birthday was just a month ago, but that's definitely something that I want to encourage others. It's like, I'm really not skilled in this area to be promoting an event. Like, this is the very first one. I don't have my promoter's license. Epicenter was nice enough to trust me and Rose and just, you know, putting this on and, you know, trusting that we're going to be responsible and, you know, that we'll be able to organize everything, and it's really cool because I hope others, because I think you're so right, like people believe that you have to be 30 or out of college or married or something different, you know, to make an impact for things. And I definitely think that younger people should and are able to step up and make a difference.
Well, I gotta put 2 cents in for someone who is married with kids and almost 30. Thank you.
Nothing wrong with that.
That stereotype is a lie, because for a very long time. Hey, I'm preaching it now.
Well, for we very got a whole demographic here we need to hit. Thank you, Rose.
I'll pretend to be 40 later. Basically,
Channel Lazar raises her hand.
Basically, for a very long time, I did not think that I could do anything. I had a child very young, and I'm married, and, you know, my first priority right now is my family, and, you know, going to Africa or another nation seems huge and very vast and far away and overwhelming. And even just worldly issues can be overwhelming and almost to the point where you're rendered idle because you don't know quite what to do or even if you're going to make a difference. So actually when Kara told me about her idea and her inspiration for this, for me, like, the thing that got excited about was this is a simple way that I can help get the community, myself involved. I can't go to Africa, but I can help make a difference and encourage others to just come and have fun and to show that with a unified purpose that we can actually get something done, whether or not you're married and 30 or 40 or 60 or 18 or what. And another beautiful thing I just am rambling about, but it's my passion, is to see many different people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different everything come together underneath one purpose. So that's what gets me really excited. That's why I'm helping out.
Yeah, and I love it because this, like, we both are Christians and we believe in God, and this is definitely, you know, our passion is comes from that, but this is not by any means a Christian concert. Like, I don't think that just Christians or whatever, just one group of people can make a difference, you know, young, old, a believer in Christ or not, like, or if you're a Buddhist, I don't know, whatever. Like, everybody has the capacity and the ability to come together just for the common good of others who need it.
You got some slack for that, too.
And just make, you know.
You got some slack for...
For what?
For a non-Christian focus, mm-hmm. or... Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think no matter what you do, people have a... There are always people who give you their opinions that you don't really care to hear. And people who think they can do it better. Nothing major, huge happened, but we kind of laughed because Kara had a long email session with somebody who was very upset this was not a per se Christian event. And we say, you know, we both will share what we believe, but you don't have to be a Christian to be a part of this. And you don't have to be a Christian to love somebody and to care. It's just hopefully Christians lead the way, but it doesn't have to be like that. And yeah. She was very upset that there weren't Christian bands, that... You know, and basically our little keyword now is rock is the devil.
Exactly.
That's what we always say now. We're
yeah.
Like, that's right.
And people are like, wait, what? We're just like, oh, never mind. We have fun with it. Like, we don't care. I mean, we know that anyway, like, if we were doing it non-Christian or something, or, like, if we weren't Christian, somebody would gripe about something else. So it's not, like, a big deal to us. And we're just like, whatever. We're having fun, and it's going to be a good event regardless, so...
I have a question actually for Rose. Like, so since you do have a child and this is benefiting children, what is the impact on you knowing that you're going to be helping children elsewhere? And how do you feel about that? And just knowing, like, maybe other mothers can't provide the way they would want to?
That's a good question. At the event, we're going to show a brief DVD film, and they kind of touched on this, and I always get kind of tearful when I see it because it shows kids in need. And when I say in need, in Malawi in particular, the society that they have set up there is basically, if people have died, if the kids are left, then the extended family will take them in. But a lot of times the extended family who takes them in will look at them and consider them as second-class citizens, or people that they will take care of after their immediate family is met. So unfortunately, a lot of these kids will be extremely malnourished, extremely neglected, and left to basically thrive on their own. For me, that really hits home because I like to say, you know, I would never do that. You know, kids are kids and I would never, ever, you know, neglect them. But we don't know. We don't live in that atmosphere. And when you have 7 mouths to feed plus 3 that you've adopted and you have 2 bowls full of rice – I mean, what do you do? So for me, this is really exciting to partner with Children of the Nations because they not only come in and rescue orphaned kids from HIV or civil war or whatever, they work with families who have taken in extended family, and they help provide them with food, agriculture, fresh water, housing, and just basic medical necessities. So that makes me really excited to think that they're not forgotten, and kids have a they need to live, you know, they need to actually have a chance to enjoy life. And to make a long story short, from that video, the one line that kind of stuck out was that one of the workers who works with the kids there, she said that that they've actually provided the basic needs so that now the kids who were in need are able to reach out and help other children. And that just touches my heart, because that's what life's about, to help other people, not just be in that burden of poverty. And
well, and at that point, then you really know that you're making a difference when you've made a difference in a child's life enough to where they feel now motivated and capable to pass that on. And so then, you know, you don't completely bear the burden of taking care of everyone. You know, you're encouraging people to move that forward. That's what it's about. And you're doing this through music.
Yeah.
And doing it in a non-religious or non-spiritual sense really just opens the doors for everyone to feel like they can be involved. And
my hope too is that, yes, there's statistics that the world is kind of crappy and messed up in a lot of ways, but there's still beauty and there's still life. And we hope to, instead of jamming statistics down your throat, which are important to understand, but to instead encourage you and empower people who attend to see that they have the power to make a difference, even if it is in one child or in their neighbor or whatever. So personally, music for me has always been something that keeps me out of very dark areas, and it's something that's very close to my heart. So I just think it's awesome to be able to share music with an uplifting message, too, to sound completely corny and cheesy.
No, this type of event does allow people who maybe are overwhelmed or maybe don't know how they can make a difference. Buying a ticket is making a difference, right?
One exactly. ticket equals one smile pack.
Right, and exactly. So that's important. In looking at criticism, there's criticism of support for Africa in general in this country. I mean, you
I've
saw
had it personally, even since doing it, people are like, why don't you help out the children here? Like, grr. Someone has to have a heart for somewhere, you know, and my heart is in Africa, and I do help out here, actually. I help out with all sorts of stuff, like, all over. So people getting mad at me for focusing my efforts in Africa, it's kind of lame, but I kind of see where they're coming from, but still, it happens, and Africa is where we've chosen to focus our hopes and our dreams to make a difference. So
this event, primarily we keep talking about smile packs, is just one of many ways that Children of the Nations provides things. And a couple of the other things that we're going to be encouraging people to be involved in, because obviously if they're here, they've bought a ticket, which equals a smile pack, period. That's cool. But we also have an opportunity to sponsor a child, and there's a few different ways you can sponsor a child individually or even sponsor a whole village. And the whole village is like something like $50 a month. It's not even
43, yeah.
anything compared to what we think a village would cost. And then we also have a really neat opportunity that Children of Nations has offered for people who are interested in actually going over to Malawi with the team for 2 months. They have that available. They're going to have sign-ups in the back for that. So we're going to kind of push that and encourage that.
So people listening to this, it's going to be about 2 weeks after the event itself. And you're probably motivating people right now. So are you keeping your Rock for Africa MySpace up so they can still donate? Or should people just go straight to Children of the Nations website?
We will keep the Rock for Africa MySpace up, and we are going to be doing this on a hopefully annual basis.
Yeah,
so we'll
definitely.
Keep it updated. I also want to encourage other people who are interested in doing their own benefits and so on. We do have a link on our MySpace towards Children of the Nations. If they would like to go to Children of the Nations home, that has a lot of great information, which is www.cotni.org.
Mm-hmm.
That is perfect place to go, or they can even contact us personally through our MySpace, and we can forward them on to the right people. But it's pretty detailed on their homepage.
Yeah. Yeah, our MySpace, if anyone's interested. Like, if any of you out there are listening. It was kind of funny. But it's myspace.com/rockforafrica. And we have lots of great resources up there. And we're going to have more information. Like, if people didn't come, let's say, to this event, and they still want to know more about upcoming events, like, add us as a friend, and we're going to keep on, you know, posting comments, posting bulletins about what we're doing. And there's actually another concert, I think, in the works for the summer, so we'll definitely see. We've had such a great just response from bands who are like, hey, I heard what you're doing, I think it's amazing, can I play? Or like, can you know, next concert you have, can we play? And there's like, I think I counted like 28 bands already who want to play for free.
Bands have been contacting us.
Really?
Wondering how they can be a part of Rock for Africa.
Isn't that amazing? It's so crazy. Like, I never thought I'd have to turn away bands. I had to turn away like almost up to 30 bands.
So how did it go with just selecting the bands this time? What was that process? I mean, did you just send a letter out to 50 and say, hey, let's check this out?
Well, I was on MySpace, and I sent a message out like in a bulletin, and within like 10 minutes, I got a message back from Rose. And I know Rose because we go to the same church, and we actually help out with a youth group and different things like that for the high schoolers. And so she was like, yeah, I have these friends, Worldwide Spies, and this other girl I've seen, Kim Garrison, you should check them out. I'll send them a message, you send them a message too, and see what they say. And within the end of the day, they were both signed on. And then I kind of just made a generic message and sent it out to a bunch of bands. It's like, hey, I'm doing this benefit. You know, if you're interested, just let me know. And then Dogwood actually signed on. And, like, I know you guys, I heard the interview that you did with them, actually. I was like, cool. and then also Long Live Logos, and then a couple of other bands.
We've interviewed them, too. They're good guys.
Yeah, but there's different things that came up. But I had, like, 5 or 6 bands at the end of the week, and it was just amazing. I was like, wow, okay. And then a couple of them were unable to, you know, to come tonight. But then the rest of them just came all together. We have Regarding Jack as well, and
Thieves and Liars.
Thieves and Liars, and This Holiday Life. I was so amazed. Like, lots of people have heard of This Holiday Life, and so it was just so nice to work with them, and they're just such awesome guys. Like, everyone has been so nice and so generous and helpful and encouraging. And, like, I talked to all of them today, and I'm like, I'm nervous. They're just so, like, just happy and stoked and happy and stoked. Wow. Gosh.
Hey.
No, that's amazing.
Well, what you're doing, it's inspires.
Cool.
It's very inspiring. And so, you know, they probably, you know, not to speak for them, but they're probably feeling very happy to be a part of something like this, knowing that they're getting people to come to an event that's supporting children in need and families in need, and it makes someone feel good when they can do that. And thank you for doing that for people.
It's wonderful for us to get to interview someone who is doing something for other people. This is solely for other people. There's no other benefit to you at this point, and that's what's inspiring about you and what you're doing.
But we
Rose,
are pocketing half the cash.
Oh, other
guys,
than that,
I'm just
that.
Kidding.
Yeah,
I'm going to Mexico too. And
they
the
kind
kids
of already,
down there.
You should see this iPod.
Awkward pause.
That was a bad joke.
No, we're actually not taking a cent of it. All of the money's going, and we're not. Everything's been donated, and everyone's playing for free. And
we're buying tickets too. Pirate Pods here.
Really?
Pirate Pods is for sure buying tickets.
Sweet.
We're on the list. But
see, there's two smile packs. Two little kids over there.
Two kids. Yeah.
We like to smile.
Too.
Which one are you going to be? Are you going to be the school, or you guys want to? Which one do you want to be the hygiene? You can pick. Pretend like you can
pick. I think school is cool.
All right. So
I'll go with that.
So you'll be the school, and then you want to be
the
hygiene. Okay, cool.
She's cleaner.
Clean your teeth is cool.
Education is definitely, I think, one of the most important things. And this was education. You're giving us an education in this. I think that's like one of the most important ways we're going to resolve a lot of these issues, or at least work towards it. So.
Well, thank you for your encouragement too. It sounds silly, but everyone who's been involved has been an encouragement to us, because Karen and I have talked so many times, we're like, what the hell, we're not even qualified for this.
I know.
We're just some random chicks that were like, hey, this is a good idea, we like music, and we like, you know, helping people, and that's about it. So
that's all we need. The only thing you need is be willing, and I think if you have that, then you can do so much with it.
Right.
Definitely. I'm pretty sure that we're going to be planning another event annually, but actually I'm thinking in July. 7707, I think, is a really cool day, and it's a Saturday, and so I don't know. We'll have more information up on our MySpace as it comes.
No, it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah, ongoing, and I'm willing. So, I mean, even after this, I'm still willing. I'm about to pass out right now, but I should have Starbucks and we're tired. But it's going to be so much worth it. I'm so excited. And when people come in and just get to hear, you know, about ways that they can help, it's just going to be worth it. For sure.
Thank you. Can you give us a R for pirate pods?
This is going to be Rose. This is not Kara. This is going to be Rose.
Oye, oye. Bring out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.